Hello there, it's Jameela Jamil. Take a deep breath. Let your breath out slowly to the count of six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Do you feel better? Well, on my podcast, I Weigh, this month we'll be exploring ways to tackle mental health and feel better with guests like Simon Sinek from The Optimism Company, therapist Vienna Farren, comedian Neil Brennan, and many more. Listen to I Weigh wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, peeps. Help Me Be Me is underfunded and needs your help. If you enjoy listening to this or it helps you at all, please visit helpmebeme.com and click donate or visit me on Patreon. Thanks. Hi, friends. It's Sarah May. So I wanted to offer you a little reflection exercise. It's something I've been thinking about. And I'm working on two different podcasts, one will probably go up tomorrow. Full-length ones. So this is a power-up, kind of a meditation. So get comfy and maybe close your eyes. So this is a meditation that is for anyone that's feeling like assaulted by life. Maybe something didn't go according to plan, and or you're facing a big scary change, one that is shaking kind of your core beliefs about yourself. Something outside of you has given you some reason to believe you're not the same person. Some sort of character judgment. This is a meditation or reflection that's about unclenching, kind of finding the pain and that feeling in your body, in your physical body, and just relaxing into it, letting it go. So right now I want you to do like a body scan, just from the top of your head, slowly moving down your neck. Scan your shoulders and your chest inside of the barrel of your chest and just look for what is tight, what is stuck, what part of you is tense. Is it in your throat? Is it your chest? Is it the pit of your belly? Are you kind of curled over, protecting part of your belly? Whatever it is, I want you to question, how is it feeling? What would you give that sensation? What name? Is it hurt? Or is it anger? Or is it vulnerability? Is it fear? What is stuck in your body? Whatever it is, whatever emotion vaguely resembles it, I want you to call that out as what has brought you here today. This is the thing that's affecting me. This is the emotion, unconscious or somewhat conscious, that is getting me stuck. So whatever it is, just now, relax into it. Just try to ease the muscle. Even if you can't really feel how to flex it, just imagine it loosening. Imagine that there's just light and openness and space filling it. Gently repeat in your mind after me what I say. My value is inside of me. It's not created by what I do, what I have, or what other people think. I am not my title. I am not my stuff. I am a constant. I am also not my emotions. I am floating through them. So whenever you feel confronted by emotional pain, or you feel something sticking inside you, inside your body, find where the tightness is. Before you get wrapped up in the thinking and the analysis and the worrying, before you engage in the world that is created by those emotions, like all of the definitions that they manifest and all of the future scenarios that they dictate, the first thing I want you to do, just practice this for the next 24 hours, is try and find the physical place, physical sensation that is being created by that thought. So find if it'll be really vague and barely noticeable, but notice if it's in your chest, if it's in your throat, or if it's in your gut, just whatever it is, just ask yourself, where is this getting stuck in me, this thought? And just try to physically relax into it. Deliberately, like, loosen, like, noodle yourself. And just focus on the giant space, the energy that lives inside of your body. Just whenever you're trying to unclench something, just picture vast openness and breath and energy in that area of your body. So this is like a physical practice of letting go of expectations and kind of relieving the mental clenching that kind of gets us spinning into much more tangled and dense webs of worry. So the hardening, that is what causes hurt. It makes the knots, the like clenching and the resisting and the fighting and the fearing is what in your body will make something feel worse, and it'll affect kind of your worldview. It'll take away your ability to perceive the truth that nothing has actually changed. You are exactly the same person. Everything in your life is just as good. The only thing that has changed is how you feel, how you're being made to feel inside of yourself. And that's not you. It's not allowed to stay inside of you. You get to choose what is going to stay inside of your body. So instead, practice approaching everything, even chaos, especially fear, especially pain, and extremely stressful life shit. Just practice blankness, like complete, relaxed, overly relaxed noodle state. So step out of the engagement with what, you know, other people would do or what you should do, quote unquote, and allow yourself just to be blank, completely relax into wherever your body's reacting. And you will have waves of emotion pass through you, but just it's like when you're standing in the waves sideways, it's just like you'll kind of bob up and down, but they'll just go through you. They don't have to stay stuck. They don't have to push you down. And this is a practice I want you to do. This is something I do for myself. This is, in my opinion, what allows you to build the most confidence and faith in yourself and a complete, consistent understanding of your own character, your own value, and your own strength. I want you to practice this in moments of great success and moments of great failure. Right before something big is about to happen, let's say you're about to get a really big job, or you're about to maybe win a big award, or you're about to, maybe get laid off. Anything that might change your perception of yourself, any big milestone like that, I want you to remember this mantra and just practice this and know it. Like, really instill it in your mind. Believe it. Own it. Let it inhabit all of your body and kind of bring it into you as a truth. And this is the same mantra, slightly different words. I am always the same person. No matter what other people say, no matter what I have, no matter what happens, I am a constant. I know myself. I know my own value outside of everything that happens to me. Because you must know and foster a faith and a knowledge in yourself above all else. Your opinion is what will become the most important and valuable divining rod to your greatest strengths, always. Your own self-opinion. And that is the only thing that ever matters. What you believe of yourself, how you feel about what you do. Do you like it? Are you proud of it? Did you do your best? That is the opinion I want you to foster and grow as something that cannot be taken down by others and cannot be taken down by outside circumstances, cannot be altered. It is the only bar that should matter. So no one is allowed to talk you out of that. This is always what matters most. Are you proud of it? Are you proud of yourself? Are you practicing being a kind person? Are you being honest with yourself? And it has nothing to do with successes. It has nothing to do with like actual badges. It has everything to do with being able to say, I am coming from a place of honesty. I'm trying. I'm doing my best. I'm doing no harm. So, as a closing to this, I want you to just do one long wave through your own body and just relax. Like, shed any little tiny kinks and tight places. Just let go. Breathe deeply and welcome more openness and space in your body. Remember, you are not your emotions. Your emotions are just a feedback system, kind of your energy bouncing off of things in the world. And although they can trigger a lot of chain reactions in your brain, you get to decide whether or not to perpetuate them. You can just relax into them and let them float by. You are the same person you were yesterday, and the same person you will be tomorrow, regardless of any external factors in your life. You are always of value, and nothing can change that. Just welcome openness and strength and calm. Smile.